You're listening to Middle Class Rockstar. I'm your host, Andy Sitto. I'm a singer-songwriter, performer, composer, producer, music teacher, and avid Buffs basketball fan living in Denver, Colorado. My guest this week is Longmont, Colorado, by way of Alamosa, Colorado, singer-songwriter Antonio Lopez. If you're a fan of Colorado music, chances are you've heard a track or two off Antonio Lopez's new release, Roots and Wings. It came out on January 1st. Lopez was born and raised in Alamosa, Colorado, growing up steeped in the Chicano culture of northern New Mexico and southern Colorado. Born the youngest of five to an elementary school teacher mother and lawyer father, his new record is deeply personal, focusing on his culture and his upbringing, as well as personal life experiences. In this short conversation, we talk about two tracks in particular off Roots and Wings, The New Warrior and 42 Ford. We also talk about Soundbridge Music, an organization very close to Antonio, as he's the executive director. Soundbridge Music supports and empowers local musicians to make a difference, enriching our community through music. If you enjoy this snippet of our conversation, you can listen to the entire hour-long show on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Let's jump into the conversation. My favorite song on the record, to bounce around a little bit here, is The New Warrior. And I love the album version of it. But then I saw a video of you doing it solo, and I loved that just as much. You've got a capo. You've got like a, does it capo three strings?
Yeah, I love those little capos, man. I use those a lot, yeah.
Yeah, it's a really cool guitar riff. Chat about how that song came about.
Yeah, so you know, the backstory on that song is it's inspired by one of the closest friendships I've had in my whole life. You know, it was with this quadriplegic lady named Tetsuko of Cold Mountain. And the way Tetsuko and I met each other is, it was like my sophomore year in college, like the last week of school. You know, I'm looking to find a summer job. And this was in the days when you would look in the classified section of the newspaper, and there was just a little blurb, you know, artist in a wheelchair looking for a caregiver. And I replied, and that's how me and Tetsuko met each other. And we both had like a affinity for the musician, Amos Lee.
Yeah.
So we just kind of bonded over Amos Lee. And this was when I still lived in the San Luis Valley. I was still living in Alamosa. And, you know, she was being in a small town, there's a lot that I wasn't exposed to. And she was one of the first Buddhists I ever met. And she was just telling me about a Buddhist prophecy about this new warrior. And I really liked this prophecy because it was like this new warrior arises in a time that's very similar, like the ones we're in now. And where there's just a lot of chaos, confusion, division. And what I like is that like this new warrior isn't a entity that's like a savior that's going to come save us. It's more that like this warriorship is inside each and every one of us. And if we all just step forward in a small way, collectively, the impact will be great.
Yeah.
And, you know, warriors of the past, it's kind of about force and might and conquering. But this new warriorship, it's more like compassion, insight, understanding, looking at things from other points of view than your own.
Yeah.
So I just always kind of liked that idea of the new warrior. And, you know, Tetsuko was always wanting me to write her a song. And sadly, I didn't write the new warrior till after she passed. But I like to think that she knows it exists and is rocking out to it now.
So I have to, I haven't fact checked you yet, but I meant to before the episode. You've got a song called 42 Ford. Is it true that Ford didn't put out any cars that year?
All right, man. Well, there is a little bit of artistic liberty with that. You know, okay. Technically, there are some 1942 Fords.
Yeah.
But my understanding is that in February of 42, they kind of switched manufacturing efforts from consumer goods over to goods for the war.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's one of those things like, yes, technically there are some 1942 Fords, but I just think it's kind of a cool poetic way of just kind of telling this story of this singular person. You know, it's the character in the song is named Jacob Jeffrey Jones. Yep. And hey, he's just like a lot of high school boys are, you know, he's just dreaming of taking his girlfriend out on a date, and he's saving up his money to get a car so he could take her to the drive-in movies.
And he seems like a pretty cool high schooler too, from what I can tell.
Oh yeah, man. I was trying to make him like the all-American, like
he was a player.
Everyone's favorite son, you know, like
yeah. Yeah. That's great. Well, the whole record's awesome, and I encourage everybody to go listen to it. Roots and Wings. And so something I wanted to come back to from earlier, we were talking about, or you were talking about, being a member of the community. And that makes me think of Sound Bridge Music, which is something that you're very involved in. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so Sound Bridge Music is a nonprofit. We're based here in Longmont. We've been around since 2017, and I've been on the board since the beginning. And, you know, like in April, a few weeks into the pandemic, I stepped into the executive director role. And it was a move that me and the other board members had been talking about for a while. But especially with the onset of the pandemic, it just seemed like the right time. And, you know, we're a small organization. Everyone that's a part of it is a volunteer. But basically what we try to do is make a career in music more of a viable option and more of a sustainable endeavor for working musicians. You know, there's so many hats to wear. There's so much to learn. So, you know, pre-pandemic, we would have pretty regular like artist mixers where we would have someone present on a topic, you know, whether it be like how to run sound for a live gig, you know, just kind of like basics of running a mixer, you know, like if you're planning on making an album, just kind of like album planning or sending emails to music bookers and just kind of had best practices for communication and that sort of thing. And then we were also putting on some like concerts in like focused listening settings. It wasn't like a bar environment, you know, making it more kind of like a house concert or just focused listening environment. We were bringing musicians into like nursing homes like Brookdale Senior Living Center and just kind of providing music for the residents there and gig income for working musicians.
Thanks for listening to this snippet of my conversation with Antonio Lopez. To listen to the entire Middle Class Rockstar conversation, you can listen on your favorite streaming platform or watch us on YouTube. Thanks for listening.